So we can see with the things or the verses that has been covered so far, we can see that there is not detailed explanation about the calm abiding meditation, like you know how to do and breathe in and breathe out and so on. We have not, you know, so far, even though it is the chapter on sometimes it's translated as concentration or meditation. It talks about the calm abiding and as well as the vipassana, the special insight, but it did not go into the detail. It was more about, so far, more about what not to do or what to abandon. It's very interesting with the teachings, even if it is one verse, it talks about what to abandon first and then talks about what to do.
Mm-hmm. Is the detail in the other book by Shantideva?
In Shantideva's root text is like this, but maybe some commentary.
But didn't you say they found another book?
Oh, the other one.
Which was Manual Practices,
yeah,
or something? Like,
yeah, the other one, the Labdhu Shiksha Samuchaya. Yeah. Shiksha Samuchaya also, I think, is similar like this, but a bit shorter.
Hmm.
A bit shorter. But there are other teachings, of course, where they go into detail about karma bhavi and so on. But this one here, so far, because I try to understand the titles, the name of the title of this eighth chapter. And when I look at it from a perspective of Tibetan, then it says something. And the sam is usually, it's like samlo, which is your thoughts. And then it's usually firm and solid, no? So therefore it is like a firm or maybe a solid kind of thought. When you really look into it, then I don't know what it really means by concentration or by meditation. I know the words, but in the meaning of the words, no? Whatever you call it, but the word something is a sambo is like our thoughts, and then is a where a thoughts are stable, no? So it's like unwavering. So like is dhyan. When they talk about dhyan paramita, when in the Sanskrit text it says dhyan paramita for the eighth chapter, dhyan is to actually like a focus. Dhyan is to actually pay attention, no? So therefore, anyway, when we look into this text and also from the perspective of this commentary by Yasir Thomas Ampo, it explains as that in this chapter there is some things that we need to abandon in order to be able to achieve that something, that level of something. And then there is something that we need to adopt, and which is the antidote. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because the word Tibetan antidote, Tibetan is called Nyenpo. Now, Nyen is usually is like someone who is supporting you, like your relatives and your friends can be your Nyen. So Nyenpo has that closeness to something that will support you on the path. So antidote probably has that function about getting rid of whatever needs to be and then keeping you on the track, and so therefore it's like accompanying. And so therefore in this case the antidote can be anything, Nyenpo can be anything. For example, the antidote of desire is to meditate on the unclean aspects of whatever that you are very desirous about. But in this case, the meditating on the antidotes or becoming familiar. Now, meditating also, here, gom is usually translated as meditate. So, gom is where you are actually actively involved. And actively involved and becoming familiar. Yeah. So, here at this point, it's referring to the familiarizing yourself. No, with the antidotes. Yeah? So therefore, it is divided into three like points. The first one is the general presentation, and then the second one is the bodhicitta, but bodhicitta that is known as conventional bodhicitta or relative bodhicitta, it's called kunzop chansem. And then the third one is the Dwandam Changchukism, which is the ultimate bodhicitta or the absolute bodhicitta. Now when you look into this commentary, the commentator, rest of the chapter, spends on the conventional bodhicitta. And the ultimate bodhicitta starts with the chapter 9. So, antidote, here, general presentation, then the relative bodhicitta or conventional bodhicitta, and then the ultimate bodhicitta. So one is becoming familiar with this. So the first one is thala sobe nambai vembe yunden samchene. So like that and so on, the positive qualities of the seclusion or secluded places, the aspects such as how the place itself is very good, how the companions are, how the actual place and the things that you have and so on. So having thoroughly reflected on the positive qualities of the seclusion or secluded places, dabala sobe namdo nyevar shivata, in order for you to pacify, in order for you to get rid of the discursive thoughts and conceptions such as desirous attachment and so on. Yeah? So of course, desirous attachment and so on. So and so on can include discursive thoughts such as thoughts related to anger and so on, you know. So that in order to pacify, we talk about peace. Peace is when the conflict is gone, when the disturbance is gone. So when there is the pacification, or when there is no more of the discursive thoughts of and conceptions such as desirous attachment and so on, in order to do that, yeah, and also one need to meditate, one need to become familiar with Changchub Sem, the bodhicitta. So in the chapter so far, the word bodhicitta is not mentioned. Yeah, maybe the first four lines also, I don't think that's what you can in anything is mentioned. No. So that the word bodhicitta is mentioned at this point. No. So therefore, it is saying that bodhicitta, one need to become familiar and meditate upon. So then that is the general presentation. Now the second one is the meditating or becoming familiar with the bodhicitta that is known as Kunzop Changchukism, or a conventional or relative bodhicitta. In order to meditate on this relative bodhicitta, there is three points to be considered, or three reflection. The first one is Dakshen Nyamba. So Dao Dakshen Nyamba, and self and others are equal or similar. So normally we don't have this thing. In our normally thinking, maybe we do not necessarily have like a fine tuning where we are tuned to at this level that actually I and other are similar. No? I and others are similar. Now we have good thoughts. Yeah, we have good thoughts. We wish good well. We wish this and that, all sorts of good things we do. But the actual level of I and others are actually similar. No? We are similar. Everybody is similar. No, we are equal. No? That kind of thought, we have positive thoughts. But that kind of specific thought, myself and others are actually similar. So this kind of thought we might not necessarily have. I mean, unless you are meditating and meditating Bodhisattva way of life, or other, even the Kamala Shila's meditation have. So this key, this is very important. Without this, you cannot develop a universal compassion or a great compassion. So therefore, Dakshen Nyamba, Gomba. Dakshen Nyamba, I and others are similar. And the similarities will be explained later. And then the next level is Dao Dakshen Jeva. So exchanging of self and others. Yeah? So you can see both of these, self and others similar, and self and others exchanging. both of these two training comes under the banner of relative bodhicitta or conventional bodhicitta. And then the third one is the common activities of these two thoughts. So then the first one is myself and others are similar. In order to understand this, now in the text there is 3 points. First is the advice, you know, like a recommendation or the advice to meditate or to become familiar with the idea of yourself and others are actually similar. Lakshanyamba, Gombar Dhamba. This is the first one. This is the advice. But then the second one is followed up with the actual meditation in detail. Yeah? How you can meditate, how you can become familiar that you and others are similar. So there is the Gomja. The Gomja Gebar Sheva is the object to become familiar, is explained in detail. And then the third one is the summary of it. So the first one is Dao Na Shen Nyamba Gombar Dhamba, the advice to become familiar and become so used to the idea of self and others are similar. Yeah? For that one, it says that Kunsob Chanchub Gisem Na Nyi Yobale, the relative or the conventional bodhicitta have two parts. The first one, Dao Na Shen Du Nyamba, I and others are similar. This should be meditated upon first. Thangbu ni tu bede gombar cha. The first thing you meditate, the two conventional bodhicitta, I and others are equal, should be meditated upon first. Yeah? So now, with the development of bodhicitta, normally, some people are comfortable with, you know, the idea of I and others are similar. No? And but they don't want, they just find it a bit too much about, oh, the others are more important than me, no? So therefore, still one can get to the conventional bodhicitta. But in this Shantideva presents both the method of self and others, equal and self and others exchanging. So therefore, it is said that at the beginning, one should meditate upon with effort, with enthusiasm, one should meditate and become familiar that oneself and the others are equal and similar. Because if you do not have this thought, then you will not be able to give rise to a pure altruistic intention. If you do not have this idea of how self and others are similar, if you do not have that, then a genuine and a true intention to benefit others would not rise in your mind. Now the second one, the actual meditation in detail has two parts. The first one is the actual meditation, and then the second part is the benefit and the quality of such meditation. Now the actual meditation is briefly presented and then presented in detail and then have the summary. Now the first one, the brief presentation, it says Semjen Thamje Chojen, so all sentient beings as the object of focus. Yeah? And then Dao Shindu Sungwa Rikte is, you know, they are appropriate to be protected or guarded just as I do to myself. No? The reason is Deva Dubatang Dungan Midupar Dao Danyam Beshiro. The reason is they are similar to me as far as for their desire to happiness and for their not wanting of suffering. So therefore sentient beings needs to be protected and guarded just as I guard myself, because I want happiness, sentient being also want happiness. I do not want suffering, sentient being also do not want suffering. So therefore he is giving this as a reason. Because when we really look into it, everybody, you know, everybody in this house or in this world, everybody want, they desire, they would like happiness. Happiness at a superficial as well as a profound level, they would want. And the suffering, even a tiny amount of small amount of suffering, they do not want. We do not want, nobody wants it. So in that field, in that level, everybody is similar. Everybody is similar and equal. So this is the actual thing. And then the benefits. No, then the detailed meditation. Sorry, that was the brief presentation. Now the detailed meditation. Detailed meditation brings us to the thought whether we can develop such thought or not. No, that such a thought of that I and others are similar. No, so it says that this thought is actually developable. No, this level of consideration or good thought, it is possible to give rise to. And the second one, it is worth, you know, to give rise to such thought. Now the first one, nyambe lo kepar nupa, it is possible to give rise to such a thought, is presented in this way, that lakba thangkangba lasobe yewa namba mayam, in one body, we have hands, and then we have feet, so many parts to it. But when we address, or when we see this as one body, even though there are different parts, when we see it as one body, at that time we are able to see all of them as to be protected. Even though they are separate, the two hands, left and right, left feet and right feet, but when we see it as a collectively as a body, they all become similar as far as something to be protected from harm. No, for our body. Likewise, the sentient beings, their specific aspects, whether they are Westerner or Asian or black or white or Middle Eastern, whatever, even though they have that aspects. But they are similar. When you are able to see how similar they are to ourselves, no? Then, because they are similar in the sense that just as I want happiness, just as I do not want suffering, similar, no? So in that way, they all become like one, to be protected or to be guarded. But if you are to argue that if you are to argue that my suffering and their suffering is not going to cause harm to each other, so therefore how can such a thought can be given rise to? No? It says such a thought can be given rise to even though my suffering is not going to cause harm to the body of the other person. Yeah? However, even though that is the case, because that kind of suffering, is my suffering. When I grasp to myself as self, then that suffering becomes unbearable. When I see my suffering as my suffering, then that suffering becomes unbearable. Likewise, even though the suffering of others is not going to fall upon me, even though that is the case, but if you are to see the other person as yourself, if you are to attach to that person as yourself, then their suffering also becomes yours. Because this self, when we are grasping to this as a self, I, then my suffering becomes unbearable. Likewise, if we are able to, even though the suffering of other person is not going to befall upon me, but the other person, if you are to see, have the similar approach just as you have to yourself, if you have similar approach to that person, then their suffering actually becomes yours. Because when you tell a dao du shembe, it's when you are attached to that person as yourself, then that person's suffering becomes very difficult to endure. So this is how it is presented. Dao suna the dungal the dagi dungal na khebar meba shebe lo jung. It says that when you hold someone else dear to you, just as you hold yourself not dear to you, then their suffering becomes no separate than your own suffering. So therefore it is possible for such a thought to arise in you. Shebe lo jung is this thought will arise in you when you are to tune in that way. Now the Nibba Rigba, so such a thought, and say, oh, why bother, you know? It says such a thought is worthy to be given rise in your mind. Yeah? So there is a 2 points, they give the reason why, you know, it is worthy to give rise to such a thought, and then it pervades to the same argument pervades to other things. Now the first one is reason. Now the actual object, which is either happiness or suffering, yeah, and then yujen deba tsungba. Yujen deba tsungba is the actual experiencer, so desire is similar. Now it will go in detail anyway. Shengi dungal shu chen, it says the suffering of the other person as the object here. Dagi salja yinte is something is to be eliminated by me. It says the suffering of the other is the object of meditation or object of discuss here. But that very suffering, dagi salja yinte, is a suffering to be eliminated by me. Yeah? Why is dungal yimbechir? Because it is a suffering. So therefore, because it is a suffering, then it automatically becomes something to be eliminated, whether it is my suffering or the suffering of others. So this is the reason. For example, just as my own suffering, suffering, because it is a suffering, so it is to be eliminated. Similar way, the suffering of other person is to be eliminated because it is a suffering. Sentient shen chue jen is the other sentient beings as an object here, or as the object of meditation or point of discussion. The dagi pembal shawa yinte is that other person is to be helped or benefited by me. The reason is sentient image. The other person is a sentient being. No, dagi lushin, no, just as my own body. No. Just as my own body is to be benefited and helped by myself, the other sentient being also is to be helped and benefited by me. The reason is because they are sentient beings. So this is from the perspective of the actual object, which is whether it is suffering or happiness. Yulsungba. The similarity is the suffering, and similarity is the happiness. Now the Yuljen Deba Tsungpa is now the similarity in the desire of the mindset, I guess. Khanse Dada Shen Yiga Deva Dhudu Tsungpa La Dada Shen Khebar Chiyuna Tsungpa. Khangi Tse, at such a time when myself as well as others, yeah, are equal and similar in desiring for happiness. Yeah? So similar. So dādhā shēng khebār chīyena, what is the difference between me and the other person? Junzhēng khāngi chīr, for what reason? No? Not for others, but for my own happiness, I work very hard. Thēshēndu, likewise, khāngzhē dādhā shēng nīgā, at a point where myself and both of us, myself and others, are similar as far as not wanting the suffering. Yeah? There is no difference, you know, between me and them. Khanchir shemin da sunche. Why not others and I protect myself? Che deba tsungpe, you know, the desire is similar, the aspiration is similar. So therefore, langdor che minche ki khebar mirik, you know, you are picking up something and then abandoning others, you know, is this kind of discrimination. Or this kind of helping this and helping that is not fair or not appropriate. So this is presented in this way. Now that argument prevails over other things. Yeah? and their argument prevailing on others, and the actual part is presented, and then if there is any fault to this, then even that fault is refuted. Okay, the refutation that comes to it is what you call it, defeated. Now, the first one, the actual one, two things that are separate, yeah, is not true. It's not true that two things that is separated is one. Yeah? So therefore, is it becomes that mutual or each other protecting is not valid because they are two separate things. Therefore, Daozin is self-grasping, is very appropriate to be abandoned. Now this one, as we listen to it, will become a bit clearer, I hope. For example, the suffering, even though it is the suffering, yeah, but the suffering of different times. Yeah? One is now, and one is the suffering of future. Yeah? So because it's a different time, you know, why, you know, trying to protect? Yeah? Now, the argument is, the argument is, my suffering is causing harm to myself. So therefore, I need to protect, you know, I need to protect it. Yeah? When the suffering happens to the other person, that suffering does not harm me. So therefore, I am not going to protect that, if you are to say. Because my suffering is troubling me, so I need to protect it. Whereas the suffering of other person is not harming me, so therefore I don't want to protect, if you want to say this. Then it says, the suffering of the lower rebirth that belongs to the future. No? In this lifetime, why are you protecting it? By chasing away the causes of the suffering of the future. Why? It's no need, because that suffering that is in the future is not harming me at this time. So therefore, then it is like creating the causes so that you don't have to be suffered in the future. It does not make sense because it is not here, it's not harming you. Now then there is argument. It says, that suffering, even though at this point is not harming me, no? In my next life I will experience. Therefore, I am going to protect. No? If you are to say this. And it says, he says, the aggregates of this life and the aggregates of next life. The aggregates, we have the body, you know, soup, and then the feeling and discrimination and so on. The aggregates of this life and the aggregates of next life. Yeah? Now, the concepts, the conceptions that is holding these two aggregates as one, is a confused concept. Yeah? So therefore, it is saying, because the reason is either shivate dying, this life is different, kevate birth chimayanashani, because the next life is a different. So therefore there is a time difference from the first moment and the next moment. Now the second one is yul thade ki dungan misungwa thawa. Yes, the object are separated. So two objects separated, and not protecting the suffering. Kangi se yul kangi dungan kaimba theni ki sungi shengi minoshena. If you are to say that one particular object, it's suffering, yeah, it needs to be protected by it and not by the others, yeah. Then says, Kambe Dungal Chuchen, the suffering of the leg or feet, you know, as the object of meditation or point of discuss here. Chi Chir Lagba Te Sungwa Chate, why is the hand trying to protect it? It should not protect Sungwa Thal. Because labbe mahim bechiro, it is not the suffering of the hand. No? So therefore, yulthate, because the two objects are different. No? So therefore, if you are to say, because the object, then it does not make sense. Tena dazipam varipa. Therefore, it is very worth, it is worthy thing to abandon the self-cherishing. Tena dazipam varipa is, khade rigpa minyam, even though it is inappropriate, as you have said, in this lifetime, because of getting so used to the self-grasping and self-cherishing, so therefore, tsengma chitam, then life, for example, past life and future life, and kangla, so the hands and the legs, so therefore there is an automatic mind that gets into protecting it, and then it says, da kam shengi yarumte, whether it is yours or whether it is others, miripa khayim batene, whatever is inappropriate, chinyu ki pangwa chawa, has to be abandoned, with whatever ability you have. So this is mentioned in the commentary.
It's a perfect argument.
Mm.
It seems to be saying that suffering is suffering, no matter who's suffering.
Yes. Yes.
Suffering is suffering.
Yes.
Irrespective of who or what is suffering.
Yes. Yes. Because it's a very trying to tackle, when people go into this mode of meditation, and this thought can come up in their mind, this and that.
Mm.
And especially when we are talking about seeing ourselves, similar to all sentient beings, so then we can have, personally, also if we are not strong enough, or if our bodhicitta is not strong, so we might find lots of reasons to track back, So therefore it's putting effort in trying to kind of explain. Now this one somehow brings some kind of fault to the other person. Yeah? So the other person is going to say something and refuting their argument again. Even though it is similar as far as they are two separate things or they are different things. Rangi tsenga chi ju chigla kangla so sokba chigba himbe. So then, even though they are separate, but one's life, this life and future life is one continuum. Yeah? One continuum. So he's saying that it's one continuum. Why not? No? And then kangla so chokba chikba yinpe, and then the hand and the feet, they are in one group, Penjun sungki, I am going to protect each other, protect the semjen shene detama yinpe, whereas the other sentient beings are not like that. So therefore, penjun misungwa shena, so therefore, I'm not going to protect and guard the other one. Then it says, ju chik chepa ni tengwa tumma la chik chepa ka. The idea that one continuum, it's a one continuum. The idea is a mistaken idea. It says, "Tengwa duma na chik chepata." When there is a mala, when there is a prayer beads, so there is lots of beads on it, But then it says it's one prayer, one mala, So this, as well as chokwa chikpa, like saying that it's one assembly, shechawani. It's the idea that chokba chikba is a one group of assembly. It's like kiwu tumala, when there is many people, and then you say one army, one unit, This is a fault, Because chikdu dembar madrubo, they do not exist in one, truly. It's just a made up, This is one continuum, this is one group, Because it is, when you look into it, they all do not exist as one, because it has many parts to it.
It's a challenge to the present Giga.
So yang teda yul tade chang nyongje gi dabu chikbe sunga nyamna. And then again arguing that Tada yul tuyutade jang, even though these are object-wise, they are different, separate, and also time-wise, they are different and separate. But the experiencer, the person who experiences it, is one. So therefore, I will protect it. No? So it says, dunga chengi da thayin bathe me bathe nas, dunga te sushi wangwa jute is. When that very self, the experiencer, even that very self does not exist. No? So then, who is there to actually own this suffering? When the owner or the experiencer of this suffering, it does not exist. Myself and others are, when there is not one inherently existing, so then I and others, all the specific also do not exist. So therefore, your argument that this is one owner, and then the other one is not owner, that differences or separation is inappropriate. So this is the refutation, and then replying back to it. Now the actual meditation is presented in a summarized manner. For this one also, there is the actual summary, and then the argument that arises, and then defeating that argument. The first one, dungal imbechir shengi dungal thiyan salwar chavo. Because it is suffering, so even the suffering of the other suffering is to be eliminated. Theda wala dagi sella shengi misibe nipe tinne chishicha. So Tedrawala, because it is similar, so therefore I will eliminate. Dagi dungal dojar dhoba thagi dunga na dunga wapo mebe chi ichir kunki dungal ne dhoba chanse dume. Dagi dungal dojar dhoba thagi, those who sees their own suffering is to be eliminated. Those who see this, then the suffering and the owner of the suffering does not exist. No? So therefore it says, why should I eliminate the suffering of all? No? There is not such an argument. Even though that is the case, if I am to eliminate my suffering, then it makes that all the sufferings are to be eliminated. No? The reason is, Junjin the, that reason, Shengi the midona, dagiya, simjengishin, doja mimbasu. If the other person is not to be eliminated, then even myself, no, is not to eliminate the suffering of the others. So it is similar, it says. You can apply this to the happiness also. So then there is some argument coming out of it. Says that due to the power of compassion, if you are to take all the suffering of other person, then you will have lots of suffering. Then why should I deliberately create more and more suffering? Because due to compassion, if you are to own the suffering of others, then dunga shin do maungar jurwe, there will be lots of suffering. Why should I deliberately create more and more suffering? When you think about the suffering of sentient beings, such as the suffering of Hellriam and so on, no? Comparing to that amount of suffering, how can you have more suffering, you know, due to your compassion? No? It is not a lot. Even though you have some suffering, because a person with compassion, with one suffering, you know, they are able to cause the suffering of many to be minimized. So therefore, a person with compassion, such a for a person who have compassion, dungal the, such suffering like this is they see it as something to be given rise to themselves. So therefore there is this bodhisattva who is called Meto Dazi. Even though the bodhisattva knew that he is going to be harmed by the king, but Dagi Dungal Masalwar, you know, he did not worry about his own suffering. He went to the place where he is going to be harmed. Due to this action, actually it led to the cessation of the suffering of so many people. So it is mentioned in the sutra called Tingyezin Gyalpo, the Samadhi Raja Sutra. The Buddha said, at a time when there was the Buddha Teshin Shekpa Rinpoche Peme Dawa Ngumbar Pambe Gyalpo Tembe Nyingma La. Like when there is a Buddha, when there is a Buddha, then there is a time when the Dharma is really, really flourishing. And then there is a Dharma, it's not so much flourishing. And then there is a time when it is the time of like rubbish, you know, everything is like. So at such a time, there was this Buddha, his name is quite long, it's called Rinpoche Peme Dawa Ngumbar Phabe Gyalpo. When during his time as the Buddha, and his teaching also is reaching to the time of the conflict, the era is kind of, the teaching is slowly, slowly fading away. At that time, there was a fully ordained monk whose name was Meto Dazi. Meto is flower, Dawa is moon, and Ze is beautiful. So, and he was, according to here, he was there with 7,000 bodhisattvas. With 7,000 bodhisattvas. And in a forest that is known as Samantabhadra, or always nice. He was residing there, and when he looked through his clairvoyancy, when he looked through his mind that can see through, so he saw that if he is to go to this palace of the king called Pajin, and if he is to go there, and if he is to teach, it will lead to many sentient beings to attain the higher rebirth, not only that, many to attain the liberation from samsara. And if he is not to teach, then they do not have the chance, that they are not going to reach the higher rebirth, and so on. So therefore, Dani Dalbu Super Kenya, even though he knew that he is going to be killed by the king for 7 days, he did not eat at all, and he taught, and then for 7 days at night time, so there must be a stupa, and that had the relic of some past Buddha's name, so he circumambulated, and then daytime he went to the palace, and then he taught the Dharma. Soja Taktik Thumal, millions of sentient beings, it said that he was able to place on the state of enlightenment. Now, I don't know if it means straight away or on the path, but many sentient beings were brought on the path or on that. But he was killed by the king. Later, Gyabo Yangun, even the king regretted, and then the Ripana Chuden Cheshing, the king regretted this, and then the bodhisattva who got killed, whose bone, out of his bone, the king made a stupa and also made offering to it. So this is the story, just to go ahead with the point up there. And then in here is so in that way, Dashenyam Bala Junni Khombar Girwa, in that way a person whose mental continuum has become very familiar with the thought, the concepts of self and others are equal and similar. Shengi Dungal Shivar Gave, that person, now this is talking about benefits. you know, that person finds joyfulness and joy in the pacification of suffering of others. If they are to see, oh, this is going to be the method to eliminate the suffering of others, when they see this, you know, then they would be like the ducks, you know, when they see a lake filled with the lotus, you know, the ducks would just go there with automatically. Likewise, this person whose mind is so trained, when they can see that through this method they are able to cause the cessation of any suffering of others, then they would just go, you know, even if they have to go to the lowest of the hell realm. So it is mentioned about someone whose mind is so trained. You know. When our mind is so trained for a latte, you know, we just go, you know. Even ask for a lift, you know. And then it is just similar. It's just because the mind is so used to, you know. Now 10 years in Australia, about 8 or 9 years, latte all the time, automatically, you know, go. So if someone had practiced it like this, you know, I wish I had. So it's about where you are and what state you are in your mind, you know. So this is talking about very, very special beings. And then there is this thing, khate tharpani deva chenpo yimpe. If one is to say the liberation or moksha. Now this liberation probably is referring to a mere liberation from samsara, cyclic existence. Yeah? If the liberation is a great happiness, dani tharpashi dunsa yimhi. I need a liberation for myself. Shendhungi gawani deva chenpo minla. The joy of helping others is not a great happiness, no? Tell a chichir gave jojana, why should I, with joyfulness, you know, go into and charge into the benefit of others? Because just now we talked about the mind that is so used to it, they would just charge and help. So then they are bringing up the idea of liberation. The liberation is a great bliss, and so therefore I desire a liberation for myself. The joy of helping others is not a great bliss. Why should I so happily go and help other people? Simjen namne dunga le tholwa na gawe jaso thaye ba thenye gine chomina. It says, if sentient beings are released from suffering, gawe jaso thaye ba, it's like the boundless ocean of joyfulness. No? Is this not enough for you? Rani chipu tharpeni, yourself alone liberating. Telatune, when you compare it to the ocean of joyfulness of liberating all sentient beings, yourself alone liberation is like the corpse of a very shallow happiness. So therefore, what are you doing by desiring for yourself alone liberation? Rota deveci shiksha. So it is like a bliss, like yourself alone liberation is like a very superficial happiness. And the other thing is, te tharba yaan shalotho barjote, if one is to benefit other sentient beings, that kind of liberation is automatically obtained. So then it says that when a person who helps many people. A person who helps many people in the way of their helping many people, the enlightenment is like an auto outcome. The enlightenment is something that comes along with it. A person who is working for the benefit of sentient beings, whose qualities, you know, the positive qualities, even to mention, you know, a few of those positive qualities, even the poet has to work very hard, you know. So a person, basically, the quality of enlightened being is so much. Yeah? So even a good poem, a good poet is to write about them. They're able to write only a few of the great qualities of the Bodhisattva. So this is actually not part of the text. It's just an addition in the commentary. So therefore, even one is to work for the other sentient beings, that person is so blessed, they does not have like, oh, I have done this. They would not have this. There is no sense of like, oh, I am the one, or what a wonderful, you know? Because single-pointedly, they are joyful about benefiting others. They don't even expect a fruit or outcome out of what good that they have done. And now the third one here is the Dakshinyam Bhutundu. It's the summary of the practice of the self and others are similar. Dakshinyam Bhutundu Chidarchu. When self and others have become similar to a person, no? Then chidar chunguna minye le jang dasu te shindu. That person will be very sensitive, in the sense that usually, even a small negative gossip, if someone talks about you, you try to defend yourself. No, yeah. When the person is so used to this meditation of dagna shen nyamba, te shindu shen la sungsem dang, they will have similar amount of intention to protect others. And also, they will have similar like compassion to the others. Now, if you are to say, "Oh no, this is not me. No, I can't do this. No, I can't. It's not me. It's not possible. How can I? No, I'm so into myself. Or no, it's not possible. It's only in the book. No, it's nice to talk and hear, but no way. There's no way. No, it says when you get used to it." When you get used to it, it's possible. It says, when you get used to it, even though it is the product of the elements of others, like your father and mother's element are put together, yeah? And there is no substance of self as such in this one, no? But you know it as self, I, because of your getting used to it, no? Khomba yini shendagi. Due to the familiarity, the white element and the red element of your parents, you know, even though it does not have like a substantial self as, you know, but dakho, I, you know, this is something you know as I, patient to komna. So if you are to get used to it, shengi lula, the body of others, you know, you would. Why not? You would say, this is me. Sumar nu, it's possible that you will be able to uphold others. So then we go to the next one now. The next one is the exchanging of self and others. So then, Darshan Jeva La, Siddhu Sambhala, Dardashan Jeva. Now changing Dardashan, I, myself, and others. Now changing. Yeah? Exchange, is this the right word? Exchange of self and others?
Yeah.
What's
usually called?
What did you usually say, huh?
Yeah.
And
thanking.
Yeah, but when you say exchange of self and others. Huh? Does it give the idea? Darshan Jeva.
But I'm like him. Mm.
So in this case, it's going to a deeper level.
Okay.
Because usually it's me all the time. Now it's others all the time. Because earlier is I and others are similar. No?
Yeah.
Now in here, changing the self to the others. So usually it's me all the time. Now it's all the time others, no?
Okay.
So there is a
different. Yeah.
Yeah, so therefore this level, yeah, is a bit challenging for a certain level of mindset.
Mm-hmm.
They probably can relate easier more to I and others are actually similar. So this one is Dao Dan Xian Jeva, exchange of self and others. Yeah? So this one has a brief presentation and a detailed presentation. So you can see the commentary, you know? The commentary is so like so accurate and it gives meaning, it kind of connects the verses from top to bottom like that. Da shen sungar nuba thedar. So, just as the capacity or the potential to hold others as self, dagi luthi, likewise, this body of mind, shen dunya shakwa, if I am to place this body of myself on the other, it should not be difficult. So that is what is mentioned. Dani dham, self, teche barzimba, and cherishing it, kyun na cheba tha, is a mistaken approach. Yeah? Self cherishing, self grasping, and self cherishing. Shenda kham, when it comes to the other, and then cherishing others, knowing that that very thought is like a huge ocean of positive qualities. Yeah? Know this in that way, then dazin yonsu thorwathang, in order to completely throw away the self-cherishing and the shenlang warni, and then taking of others, should be something that you should meditate or become familiar.
Okay.
Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because so usually we have our maybe normal existence is this big self, yeah, and then cherishing this. Now due to your seeing that it is possible that you can hold other as self when you can to the due to your familiarity you can even hold to the two elements coming together as self, no? So if this is possible, then when you get used to it, you can hold others in that way. So therefore it says, therefore, dani dham teche barzimba, know that self-grasping and self-cherishing is actually a mistake. And shenda kham, whereas the others, and teche barzimba, is cherishing others, is it's like an ocean of positive qualities. So knowing this, then what you should do, what the meditator or the bodhisattva should meditate or become familiar, get acquainted in completely abandoning the self-cherishing or self-grasping, and get used to become familiar with taking others as dear, as precious. So this is the brief presentation. Now the detailed presentation on the exchange of self and others has two points. The first one is the definition of tseni. What is the definition, by the way?
Of what?
No, the word definition.
It means the meaning. How do you define of a word?
How do you identify?
The
description
of a thing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Identify.
Okay.
Describe.
Yeah. Like the definition of a human being, if we are to say, Mashe, someone who can talk, Tengko, someone who can understand meaning, and also Mi Riksunepa, someone who is actually belonging to the family of human being. So that would include even the baby, unborn baby. Because if you are to say Mashe Dhyamkho, someone who can express themselves and also understand the meaning, you know, then there is a chance that you might exclude the baby as. So when you say Mi Risu Nepa is someone still, you know, in the family of the human, and then you, that's like a definition. When you have a debate, so they ask you to put a definition, you say something like this. Or what is the definition of fire? You say Tsashin Sekpa, hot and burning. So this is a definition of a fire. So then this has to cover the fire. Because if there is a fire that is not hot and burning, then your definition is not good enough. The definition of a vas is a towa dirwa. It's the vas, the tummy side is like round, you know, and shabshumba is, and the bottom is a bit like this. And chuturgi thunjunyupa, it has the function of pouring the water also, you know. So when we say the definition, yeah? So sometimes people argue, is the definition, is they argue, what about the definition itself? Is the definition of the vas? Vas?
No.
They say, yes. Why? Because the definition of the vas is round and water and everything. So they say, oh, no, it's not, you know.
What is it if it's not? What is it other than its definition?
So whoever is louder, you know, gets like that. Because the Tsashin Sekba, if you say, okay, hot and burning is the definition of fire. So basically it represents fire. So then they say, what about the definition of the fire? Is the definition of the fire fire? So why? Because definition of the fire is hot and burning.
So the fever there.
Huh?
When you have a fever, you're hot and burning.
Yeah, there's some things that are hot and burning.
Yeah.
But so isn't that kind of just like the label, but it's not the actual
concept.
Yeah,
it is
the concept, yeah.
Yeah, it's understanding the conventional existence.
Yeah. But it's not the actual, I mean, you can sit in here and think of definitions, but it's not, you know, it's not the objects themselves,
yes.
I guess.
Yeah.
You can think of definition of food and still be hungry.
Yeah.
Mm. That's a good point.
True.
Very good point. So anyway, now here, going into the detailed teaching of exchanging of self and others. Yeah. So this is it's not to be taken for granted, because it's very special, you know, and we are getting this opportunity to talk about it. At least if we can't practice, these are very special, the very heart of the Mahayana teaching, the very path to enlightenment and so on. So it's very special, and in here the definition is there, and then the actual activity. Now the definition is presented in five manners. In this case, there's a five aspects that actually complete what is self, exchanging of self and others. So the first one is Shen Langwa. The first one is taking others. No, so Shen Langwa is usually it is Shen Torwa. You know, the others are indifferent. No, so in this case, Shen Langwa is bringing others. No. And then the second one is Dab Torwa, abandoning oneself. Usually it is taking after oneself and others are abandoned. So self exchanging is taking others and then abandoning this self. Yeah? And then Daoshen Tsor Chebe Kyun Gi Kebar. The specifics about the faults and the qualities of emphasizing on self and others. Now, what is the fault of emphasizing on the self? No? And what is the quality of emphasizing the others? Yeah? This is the third one. And then fourth one is the faults of not exchanging self and others. And then the fifth one, Majib Tunduwa, the fifth one is the summary. So the first one, which is Shen Langwa, is to take the others as deer or whatever, has three parts. The first one says Shen Langwa La Jupa Rigpa, it is appropriate and very fitting to enter into taking on others in a nice way, not taking on others. Dokbar Mirigpa is it is inappropriate for you to run away from this. And then the third one is the summary. So the first one, Shenlangwala Jukwar Rigpa, to start off, you know, with the practice of emphasizing on others, has four parts. The first one is the appropriateness of it. And then Nubatam, and also it is possible to do so. And then the positive qualities of such thing. And then the fourth one is actual advice for you to get engaged in cherishing others. So the first one, which is the appropriateness about cherishing others. So the it starts with an argument. It says that Simjen Tade Mangwonam Da Chikdu Sungwal Mirik Sunyamna Rigpe. If you are to say that sentient beings who are varied kind and you know, big in number, it is inappropriate to hold all of them as oneself. If you are to argue, then says no, it is appropriate to do so. Chidar lagba laso bathuman nam lugi yana yimbe lugi par do batar. Just as many branches of the body, such as your hands and so on, lugi yana yimbe, they are all the branches or limbs of the body. Lugi par do batar. However, you see in all of them as one body. Teshendu luchenam, in a similar manner, the sentient beings are parts of the whole family of migrating beings. No? So therefore, if you are to see all of them as a migratory being and to hold all of them as one, langdor chikpa chi midhude rigbar tsungbesu, the argument applies, so therefore it is appropriate. So normally, you know already, normally that you know, if you say, look, you know, all sentient beings are so many, and then how to find all of them as oneself, just as one is taking oneself. So of course, even in, if that is the case, then even though hands, legs, eyes, head, and everything are separate, but somehow we have this thing, it's one body. In a similar manner, that is the same reason applied to it for holding all sentient beings as dear as one. So that is the one. And then Nupa. The Nupa is the power. You know, it is possible to do so. Rigpa Tsungjang. Yes, your argument is good. Even though it is similar. But such a thought is not possible to rise. And then just as Dame Lyudila, this body which does not have a self existing, but due to your familiarity of self grasping to it, so there is a thought of I in you, no? Shengi lulayam kompe, when you have that kind of familiarity to the body of the others, why can't there be a thought that will arise? No? The reason is similar. And then te yundin, the sumba is the positive qualities, the has positive qualities of it. Shenla dagi loke ba tedar nani. Shenla dagi loke ba tedar nani. When such a thought arises, you know, shengi thun che jang, even if you are to do and work for the others, you know, you would not have like, oh, I have done something for today, you know. Lom sem, oh, I have done something, you know, that kind of would not arise. Perna dani gine sensune, for example, if you are to eat food for yourself, and you would not expect something out of it. You know, you just eat food. You know, when you give something, maybe you might expect something from others. But when you are eating, you know, you would not. You know? Because all, you know, there is no like expectation. And then the advice to engage in such practices, so therefore it says it is appropriate, and it is possible, and also it has positive qualities. Therefore, Minyan lechang dasung wa te shindu, just as from a small unpleasant words by others, you know, you protect yourself. Likewise, you should meditate on such a thought of protecting others and also meditate on the compassion. And because same the shindu komba devana, when your mind is so used to such thoughts of protection and compassion, because the chandrasik, the natha or the lord or the protector, is so used to compassion, so therefore due to his great compassion, among the sentient beings, when they have a fear, Chandrasik is so compassionate that he even bless his own name. He bless his own name to the point that giving the name the ability to protect someone when they are in difficult time, and if they are to remember Chandrasik. So the mind is so care and concern for others that he even blessed his own name to the point that when someone in the world out there, when someone who has some problem, if they can't solve, if they call my name, may this name be so blessed that they are protected. So this even if they are to hear the name of Chandrasik, the name is even blessed in that way. So it is mentioned in this particular sutra called Dongpo Kuepa. Dongpo is usually a healthy tree, and Kuepa is to establish. So maybe a name similar, whatever the reason behind this naming. And there it says, Dagi Meng Len Sum Tembe. If someone is to remember my name 3 times, Korgi Nangdo Pausave Jigwa Mebar Tuchi, is when they have a fear and tension, may they all be defeated. So it is mentioned in the sutra. Now the Dokbar Mirikpa. So now the second one is not to run away from this thought of exchanging of self and others. Penyun Cheshin Nuba Sijang Shindu Kao Nyamna. Oh, it is so, you are very true, it's so beneficial, and also it is possible for such thought to arise, but it's very difficult. No? It's very difficult. Kawale Chidoba Mijates. Because just because it is difficult, it's not good reason enough for you to run away from it. Because once you get used to it, it will become easier. Because the power of familiarity is such that if you have someone whose name, when you hear, you are so afraid of such person. But then if you are to meet that person, if you are to stay with that person, and then you get so used to that person, and if that person is not around, you feel bad. So therefore, someone you are very afraid in the past, just hearing the name, but when you meet them and you spend time with them, and this very person, later, if they are not around, you become unhappy. So therefore, just because it is difficult, it is not for you to run away from it. You can. And then Dhunduwa, the summary is, Khangi Dagdang Shen Namni Nyurdu Chobar Dhebate Dagdang Shen Du Je Chewa Samwe Thamba Che Par Che. That is very special. A person who desire to protect, and that also protect swiftly. And swiftly from what? From all the sufferings, yourself as well as others. A person who has such an intention, for such a desire, that person, this teaching, the teaching of exchanging self and others, the teaching that is not given to those who are not suited for it, this special and secret teaching needs to be practiced by such a person who have the intention to protect swiftly from all suffering, and the person to be protected is yourself and all sentient beings. Samve dhamma di chebar chao. Nibbana Ninde Sindhu. Maybe we can, today we can conclude here, and if we have any thoughts, anything to talk about, then we can spend some time.
I have a question about something that you talked about this morning of abandoning the attachment to wanting to do something to help others. And how does that fit with
Very true. That's exactly. Because it is a manipulation is a, it's a, helping others is one thing. Yeah? And there are some things that you can't help. Yeah? So we are maybe attached to helping others, and we have such a good intention, but somehow we are not able to see, you know, whether we are or not able to do it. So manipulation, don la chapa, is the attachment to the helping of others, but something that you cannot do. So therefore, letting go of attachment, you know, like attachment to, like inner sentient beings, and then the outer, such as name, good name, and so on. And the third one is included here as manipulation. Manipa is something that you cannot do. There are certain things, you know, you cannot do. So therefore, letting go of attachment. But it made it clear that it does not mean that you get rid of the good intention, because you always keep the good intention. Because when you have the good intention, and later stage you will be able to do. And we were also looking at the difficult nature of the chipas, they're very difficult. So even if you are trying to help them, for example, if you are to teach them dharma, they are not interested, and they get angry at you. So we were looking at the difficulty aspect of the chipas.
And their anger wouldn't be good for them.
Yeah, and certainly not good for anyone. Yes.
The emphasis repeatedly seems to be on training the mind.
Yeah.
And in meditation, training the mind. Therefore, I'm thinking that bodhicitta must be something very different to just kindness, feeling kind when you feel kind, and not when you're not. But the training seems to indicate a constancy, consistency of a mind state, an altruistic mind state,
yes,
which must be fairly different to what we feel as average human beings.
I think so, because as you look at this as you look at this chapter, the eighth chapter, and it really talking about certainly the consistency, because the firmness, the stable, because we can have good thoughts, we can have loving kindness, we can have compassion, but they are not firm enough. They are not stable. They are not stable, and they have very short living. In here we are looking at something. Sometimes I'm trying to interpret this sum or thought as bodhicitta, and something, when I look into it, is a firm state of enlightenment thought. When I look at the whole chapter, because in Hindi it just says dhyan paramita. Dhyan is really, dhyan can mean probably like a continuous and concentration and meditation, the English word. I was just wondering, you know, what that actually means. Concentration, does it mean like something that is firm and stable? No, unless the word stable is joined with the concentration, no? So something, the Tibetan word, I'm just, and at some point, because I've been reading this, at some point I was just telling myself, this something, actually some, the thought, must be referring to bodhicitta. And then ten is a bodhicitta that is firm. I was just trying to, you know, like comfort myself, just to get some rich meaning out of it. So when you look into it, first there is the whole lot of things that needs to be undo. Mm-hmm. And then there is the things that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And when you actually follow the instruction in this one, if we have to follow the instruction, yeah, the bodhicitta, when it is described with words, when the words are, you know, used to, you know, to be like a tool to describe, then usually the definition in Mundoge, in the Abhisamaya Alankara, in there is the definition of bodhicitta is there is a two aspiration necessary in the bodhicitta. One is the aspiration to benefit and help others, and the other aspiration is to attain the supreme enlightenment. When these two aspirations are put together, then this is the definition for a bodhicitta. Because you can have one aspiration alone, no? But you might not have the supreme state of enlightenment aspiration. Because the whole idea is only a fully enlightened person can be able to help many sentient beings. So therefore there is Dimbanyide, sometimes bodhicitta is referred to as two aspirational one, no? Two aspirational one, one with two aspirations.
To the ten part, the stable, to gain stable mind.
Mm. The firm.
Firm stable, yes.
Yeah.
Would mean to practice that and to cultivate that, I would be constantly overcoming my needs first. It would be a constant challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, it just simply wouldn't be me doing good when I felt like doing good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it is also, maybe a fair bit of it is actually not even doing very much, really.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Really, not even doing very much, really, and doing only little and constructive. When you look into this instruction, and if you really take it as an advice from Shantideva, you know, as if it is there, or even from Buddha, you know, take it and just take the simple part of it, and if you meditate, there certainly will be the blessing. Now, the blessing actually, the word, blessing actually means a transformation, a positive transformation. When something is given and when a transformation takes place, that is only a blessing. So therefore, when you like these simple instructions, but very difficult for the mind to get into it, because our mind is so used to in a different way. But when these simple techniques, the pure thoughts, are inserted in our mind, and if we are to remain there, there will be the positive transformation. There will be something that you can experience. You know, just the hearing and talking about Dharma has its blessing. So therefore, yeah, and there are maybe many things, and the actual practice, really actual practice, is. Well, it's the actual practice, when you are doing the right practice, the actual practice is something that brings a transformation in us, no?